I am Michael Paul from Hebrew University Israel, presenting our project on neutron-induced reactions in a DT high-density plasma at NIF. Thermodynamical conditions of plasma density, temperature, and pressure, and the neutron flux and density in a NIF shot on a DT capsule are unique, and they are the closest approach to stellar conditions in the laboratory. We plan to study two neutron-induced reactions on argon 40, the N2N and the 2N gamma reaction, when argon 40 is incorporated in the capsule mixed with DT. The N2N reaction is a monitor of fast neutron flux, and the rapid 2N gamma reaction occurs at extreme neutron density. The reactions produce two long-lived isotopes of argon. N2N produce argon 39 with 268 years half-life, and the 2N gamma reactions produces argon 42 with 33 years half-life. This can be reliably collected after the shot due to the chemical inertness of argon together with an argon carrier or tracer. The detection of the rare argon isotopes will be done in the same sample by atom counting via noble gas accelerator mass spectrometry at Argonne National Laboratory. The technique consists in counting ions accelerated to high energy at the ATLAS accelerator after a so-called gas field magnetic analysis. The analysis separates contaminants and enables detection at ultra-low abundances. As calibration preparatory experiments, we produce the same isotopes in separate irradiations of argon 40. Argon 39 with 14 MeV neutrons from a DT generator, argon 42 with the 8 days irradiation from a high flux reactor. The poster presents detection of argon 39 from N2N at 10 to minus 12 abundance, showing feasibility for detection from a NIF sample. The argon 42 detection has an abundant sensitivity below 10 to minus 16. In addition, collection tests of argon with a so-called RAGS setup were made. RAGS is radiochemical analysis of gaseous samples. In particular, a dynamic collection from the NIF chamber was made following a recent shot showing collection of the tracer released. The samples are now under chemical analysis.